This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW941. You like stories? Here's a story with a good message. There's an Eastern tale of a wealthy king who ruled a vast domain. He lived in a magnificent palace and had a luxurious court. But in spite of all his authority and power, and in spite of his expensive possessions, he was an unhappy man. Well, among the servants of his court, there was a renowned sage the king would go to and ask counsel of, particularly in times of difficulty. This sage was summoned to the king's presence one day, and the king asked him how he could get rid of his depression. The king told him that he wanted to be happy. How could the sage help him? Well, the sage told him there was but one cure for the king. He told him, "Your Majesty must sleep one night in the shirt of a happy man." Well, messengers were immediately dispatched throughout the kingdom in search for a man who was truly happy. But, as the story goes, everyone who was approached was not completely happy. Something robbed them of it. At last, though, they found a man, a poor beggar, who sat by the roadside, truly happy. And when they asked him if he was really happy, he confessed he was a happy man. Then they told him what they wanted. The king must sleep one night in the shirt of a happy man, and they told him they would give him a large sum of money to buy the shirt. Would he sell them his shirt so the king might wear it and be happy? Well, the beggar burst into uncontrollable laughter and told them, "I'm sorry, I cannot oblige the king. You see, I haven't a shirt on my back." Well, there's a point to it all. You see, money can't buy happiness. Andrew Carnegie, the multimillionaire, admitted that when he said, "Millionaires seldom smile." John Jacob Astor, a man who left behind $5 million, but a man who had been a martyr to melancholy, agreed with Carnegie when Astor said, "I am the most miserable man on earth." Money can't buy happiness. There are a lot of us who think it can, though, and that's why men like Carnegie and Astor and Solomon astonish us. It's said that Solomon was actually the richest man in the world. He, like the rest, tried to buy happiness with money. Here's what he did. He told a story in the Old Testament book of the Bible called Ecclesiastes. Listen to what he said he tried to do. He said, "I built me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and parks, I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruit, I made me pools of water, I bought men servants and maid servants. I also had great possessions of herds and flocks, and I gathered me also silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces. I got men singers and women singers, musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced because of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works of my hands, and on the labor that I had labored to do." And then he said, "Behold, all was vanity, and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun." I don't know how much more rich Solomon was than Carnegie and John Jacob Astor, or the Vanderbilts, or the Rockefellers, or the Queen's family in England. But Solomon, like the rest, tried to sleep in the shirt of a rich man, and found it wouldn't make him happy. Money, possessions, can't buy happiness. Happiness, well, it's a state of mind acquired only by the man who tries to give instead of to get. The happiest one is the one who has peace with the God he can give to, the God who made him in the first place.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in...